The U.S. Department of Transportation announced the decision in an order from the Secretary's office on Monday. Alaska Airlines has been providing the essential air service in the Southeast for over 30 years and was the only applicant for the new two-year contract. The agency said there was lots of public comment from the five towns, all of which supported continued service from Alaska Airlines. The mayors of Petersburg and Cordova are quoted as calling the company's jet service critical. Alaska Airlines is planning the same level of service as it has been providing under its current federal contract, which expires at the end of April this year. However, the company has asked for a bigger subsidy, mainly because of fuel costs, according to Marianne Lindsay, manager of communications for Alaska Airlines.
We had to adjust a little bit this year, and it was based on last year. We lost some money due to fuel costs, the rising fuel prices. And so this year, when we put in our bid, we needed to account for that. But we did not. We don't make a profit in these markets, but we also don't want to be losing money in these markets. And so we put in a slight increase to cover the fuel costs and the, kind of the uncertainty in the of fuel right now for the airlines.
The company's also projecting a 3.5% drop in revenue, according to the federal order, which was issued by Acting Assistant Secretary for Aviation Susan McDermott. McDermott called the company's request for a larger subsidy reasonable and acknowledged all the community support. While granting the higher subsidy, McDermott went on to express concern that it is going up by nearly $2 million. She wrote, quote, "We encourage the communities and Alaska Airlines to work together to maximize use of the service awarded under this order and to reduce the subsidy support required for this service in the next selection cycle." The subsidy is aimed at making up the difference between the company's revenue on these runs and its costs. According to the federal order, that will mean an estimated annual subsidy of over $1.3 million for twice-daily flights through Petersburg and Wrangell. That's out of a total cost of about $10.4 million. Meanwhile, service to Gustavus, Cordova, and Yakutat will be subsidized by an estimated $5.8 million a year. The airline's service to those three communities costs a total of just under $15 million, according to the agency. The airline's projected costs include a 5% profit. However, fuel prices affected that margin in the last contract, according to Lindsay.
Last year, we had, we put in our bid and the years that included last year, and fuel prices took most of that away. So our hope is that we're getting a little bit and not bleeding, but not getting a lot. And so that's the best, accurate projection we have at this time. Where fuel prices go, we don't know.
Alaska Airlines' new essential air contract is good through the end of April 2011. We did not hear back from federal transportation officials in time for this report. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.